Welcome to Health Talk, brought to you by White Plains Hospital. I'm Laura Smith. My guest right now is Dr. Christine Asher. She's a family medicine practitioner with White Plains Hospital Physician Associates and also in Armonk and Yorktown Heights. So welcome, Dr. Asher. We're so delighted that you could join us today.
Thanks for having me. I'm very excited to be joining White Plains Hospital.
White Plains Hospital is a wonderful place, and they have so many satellite offices as well. And so Yorktown Heights and Armonk is just two of the places where you are as well. If you could tell us a little bit about your work as a family practitioner, I would appreciate that. And what's the difference, by the way, between family medicine and internal medicine for us lay folk?
All right, so I'll be starting out my practice in Armonk and Yorktown Heights, as you mentioned. My practice is really about establishing long-term relationships with my patients, and that's, to me, one of the most meaningful and rewarding things about being a primary care physician. My job is to teach and provide my medical knowledge to help people achieve their health goals, and these could be lowering cholesterol or sugars or quitting smoking. I take a collaborative approach with my patients to come up with a plan with them to achieve their optimal health. So I really like to place an emphasis on preventive health, and that can really help prevent illnesses later down the line. And health refers not just to physical health, but also mental health. So given the prevalence of depression and anxiety, it's really important to screen for these conditions and offer help to people in need. In answer to your question about the difference between family medicine and internal medicine, I would say it's the training we receive in our residencies. Family practitioners learn pediatrics, prenatal care, and also deliver babies during residency, which is different from internal medicine. But either an internist or family practitioner can be your primary care doctor.
Okay. So it must be comforting and make things easier knowing that the entire family can come all to the same doctor. I love that concept.
Yes, I really enjoy that. In my practice, I often see members of the same family. It's such a compliment when someone shows their trust by recommending me to family members. And actually having that extra knowledge of the family dynamics and what the environment at home is like can really be a benefit when it comes to finding a treatment plan that will be more effective and ultimately successful.
Absolutely. What are some of the different conditions that you treat as a family practitioner?
I treat a broad range of medical conditions. These can be acute, such as respiratory illnesses or skin infection, or chronic, such as hypertension, high cholesterol, or depression. But preventive health is just as important. And this includes being up to date on all vaccinations according to your age and medical history, being up to date on screening tests such as colonoscopies. I do think it's so important for everyone to have a primary care doctor and have that relationship with a doctor, because when you do have an illness, then you already have a medical provider that knows you and that you trust.
Absolutely. Well, you're a doctor of osteopathy. Osteopathy,
yes.
Right? That's very, we practiced it, you know, before we started, and I still didn't get it. Okay, osteopathy. What's the difference between an MD and a doctor of osteopathy?
So licensed physicians in the United States go to either an allopathic school for an MD, or they obtain a DO through an osteopathic medical school. So they receive comparable medical training, but the osteopathic philosophy really emphasizes treating the patient as a whole person rather than treating one specific disease process. DOs receive special training in osteopathic manipulation in medical school, which is a hands-on approach to improving the body's functioning. DOs go on after medical school to obtain training in all of the same specialties as MDs. I think that the emphasis in my osteopathic training on preventing illness and injury early on in medical school helped me in my primary care practice to focus on teaching my patients how to maintain and optimize their health so that they can continue to do all the things they love and live their best life.
Well, thank you so much. We've been speaking with Dr. Christine Asher, and we thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
This is Laura Smith for White Plains Hospital's Health Talk.